start a new topic now. Not we would discuss up until now, Yemos HaMashiach, what we can expect, what's going to happen, what are the positives. Now we're going to start discussing Ikvas and the Mashiach, the generation before Mashiach comes. Okay, right before Mashiach comes, it's called Ikvas and the Mashiach. So it's not going to be so pleasant, but we will have some nechama from these sources on some level. First, we'll start with an opening introduction from the Michtav Eliyahu and Rav Dessler in Chelek Gimel, page 207. He discusses like this. He says, Chashivus Rabba, it's very important yet to consider the understanding and clarifying all of the galuses that we've been through is a very important thing to think about. From the time we were a nation till now, all of the galus that we went through each stage is something we should be thinking about. The galus, just like all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine hashgacha, is coming to arouse us, to wake us up, says Rav Dessler, and to teach us and to bring us to a tikkun. This is similar to what we heard one time with Rabbi Leuchter. Reuven Leuchter spoke in the yeshiva. He discussed that this is the main approach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to teach us and to educate us when we suffer, and not to punish us. The galus is not clear, to the point that we're not clear on the galus, what is this? We are limited or missing. We're missing fundamental understandings of the way Hashem is educating us on how to do Avodas Hashem. Mikol Shekein, all the more so, Alein Levar is Inyan HaGalos Ba Anu Nimtzayim. All the more so, the Galos that we're in right now. Now he's going to write the stuff, the points that we need to think about. Lefi Kol HaSimanim Shemasru Manu Chazal. According to all of the Simanim that Chazal passed over to us, specifically in the Gemara and Sota Daf Mem Testament base, says Rav Dessler, Doreinu hu dor shel ikvas and the Mashiach. We are in the generation of ikvas and the Mashiach. We're right before it's coming. Anu omdim eifol lifnei bias gol tzedek. He died right around the times of the Holocaust, Rav Dessler, 75 years ago. Be'erek. The hefsel gadol, it's a big hefsel to us. In lo nilmad lahavin es darchei hanhagas shamayim she'avavin. We're going to be missing out an incredible opportunity to understand how Hashem is running the world now in these days. In lo neida la'arich nechona, if we do not understand how to evaluate properly, the chov of the shav would tell us later. We have to figure out how to evaluate what's happening to us now. Okay. Now let's go to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the main source in the Gemara for the generation right before Mashiach. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is Sanhedrin, Tzadi Zayin and Aleph. There are two Gemaras right next to each other. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Dor Sheben David Ba. The generation then Ben David, Mashiach Ben David is going to come. Talmidei Chachamim mitma'atim. The number of Talmidei Chachamim diminishes. Ve'ashar, and the rest of the nation, inayim kalos biyagon ve'anacha. It's poetry. What he's saying is they're just decimated by pain and suffering and despair. Says the Gemara, Vitzaros Rabos, incredible suffering, Vixeros Kashos Mitchachos, many Xeras, strong Xeras keep getting instituted. Ad sheharishona pekuda shnia. Once the first one is in place, boom, another one mimaharis lava, one gzera after another. That's one Gemara. Says the next Gemara in Sanhedrin Sadiches, same daf, one daf later. Imroin, imraita door. If you saw a generation, shitzaros rabos baus alav, that you saw a lot of suffering, kinahar, like a river of pain, chakelo. It's happening now. Hashem, Mashiach's on the way. That is the main Gemaras. We're going to have a few Midrashim here, and a few Rishonim and Achronim. It's going to be very hard. Bear with me. This is not an easy topic right now to discuss, and I'll explain why. The Rabbi Yochanan Wasserman also writes in Kovitz Mamarim Ikvas of the Mashiach Oz Kaf Gimel, the following paragraph. On the Pasuk in Vayishlach, Vayirevach Tasimu Ben Eder Ben Eder. That's when Yaakov Avinu put a space between the gifts and the flocks that he was sending to Esav as a present, a gap in between each one. So look at how he looks at this. Bitkufas hagalus, at the time when the galus is going to happen, tinatein hafsakat nofesh ben gzer legzer. It's going to be over. There's going to be no rest from between gzera and to each gzera. Each gzera is going to come rapid fire. V'yemei ikvisa demishicha lo tifsakenu atzaros. Not going to happen. In the regular galus, we had breaks and times in Jewish history when we suffered, and times when it was good, and times when we suffered. But at the time of Ikvisat Mashiach, there's no breaks. Ela tiena moshkos ubaos kenahar. That's the good. He's quoting the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The pain is going to come, the gzeiras are going to come like a river. Milvad ze tiena hatsaros holchos machmiros miyom liyom. That pain is going to get worse and worse every day. Baboker tomar mi'itein erev. Okay, he's quoting the pasuk in Devarim. Every day is going to be worse than the next. Now, there is a grah here that also sounds like this. This is in his Biur to the Zohar. He writes that the entire galus, this is an image that we're going to see used by the Mefarshim over and over again, this image that the Gra is going to bring. Kol ha-galus dome lahara. All the galus, the long galus, the last few thousand years, is similar to a pregnancy. Shemit karevet ha-leida kol yom. That every day, the birth is getting closer and closer. The Geula itself is similar. This is the Grah right here. He's going to have another Grah in Bechoros in the Birka, but this one's more elaborate. He's speaking a lot. The Geula Dome Leleda. Again, the Geula is the birth, not the pregnancy. Kamosha Kasa, Im Yolid Goy. Go to Pasuk from Yeshaya, indicating that it's a birthing. There's a birthing going on. He yelled at Zion, the birthing of Zion. Ukishimit karevet lele, when the woman, it gets closer to the birth. Az koavot yoter, mikol yemei herona. The birth is going to be more painful than the entire pregnancy. The pain gets worse and worse. Kemoshe kasuv, harbe harbe tzvonet beironet. That's the pasuk in Gracious, the klala techava, that you're going to have a lot of pain in childbirth. Tsar heroyon huya galos. The pain of the pregnancy is the galos. Now, says the girl, ukishi yoshebes al hamashver, when she's broke her water or whatever, she's about in birth, active labor. Zeu chevle mashiach, says the girl. That is the door before Mashiach. Ukemosha Yoshevis ala Mashber, just like a woman who is in active labor, Tikva Leleid Mehera, she's going to be begging, give birth, get this out of me. Ken yikavu bo'oto zman ligol mehera. So too we will want and desire in that time period so much to have the geula. That's the famous graw here. The Chafetz Chaim explains this graw in this book Shem Olam. Okay, I'm okay, right? Time-wise? Can't see the... I have 8 minutes, good. The Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Shem Olam, not one of the most famous books, but it's something that's worth investigating, definitely. A lot of intense ideas. This idea of Chevle Mashiach is one of them in the book. And he writes here, so the pregnancy, he says, the difference, says the girl, the Chafetz Chaim, between, I'm not going to read this article, but he says it beautifully. He says, the difference between a woman who is sitting, and he thinks he's now giving us Nechama, that's his goal right now, the Chafetz Chaim, in Shem Olam. He writes, I'm going to give you Tanchumim Gadol, he said. So what I'm about to do now is to make you try to feel better about what is coming. He says like this. He says, when a woman is in active labor and she's begging and screaming and begging Hashem to give birth, the baby may not make it. There are many women who things happen. She dies. The baby dies. Things happen in childbirth. The pain may end, but it may not be a bracha. He says, but by the dimyon doesn't go that far by Mashiach. When the pain is going to be so bad, if Hashem sees that we're going to die in the process, he's either going to put a stop to the suffering or he'll bring Mashiach right away. There are two options, but there's no way we're going to die in the Heavenly Mashiach. Am Yisrael will live. We'll live through it. That's what he's saying. And you know, he died right before the Holocaust, the Chafetz Chaim, but he keeps writing about what's coming in the next few years. He clearly was aware of what was going to happen to the Jewish people. If you read carefully here, it's... Yeah. So how do we explain this? This is the topic that's hard. This is the main point. If, and this is what I was discussing with Rabbi Beller recently, if it's true that these images are what we have to expect before Mashiach comes, and the Holocaust describes these chazals clearly, we were there last year, you see the suffering that they went through. This is what Gemara Sanhedrin and the Gra and everybody's talking about. This is it. We're going to go through more than that. If that was just an introduction and the pain is going to be even worse, then what do we have to look forward to? Well, we're in big trouble right now. That was the question that I'm having a difficulty with. And he heard that Reb Brevda Zatzal asked this kasha also. The Gemaras all indicate that the Holocaust was Ikvus of the Mashiach. That was the main disaster that should have brought Mashiach. If so, what happened? 75 years, 70 years, whatever it's been. What happened? We didn't get it. That was supposed to be it. That was supposed to be the end. So he answered, and I'm going to try to find his source. That's what we're going to work on in the next day or so. I don't speak till next Sunday anyway. But he answered as follows. He said that, and I don't know where he got it from and how he knew it, but this is what he said. That Hashem saw that after the Holocaust, we were finished. And he could have brought Mashiach. That was, according to the Chazals that we have and the Gemaras that we have, that was it. Mashiach should have come from the ashes of Auschwitz. That's clear. And it should have been over. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to give the Jewish people another chance to bring the Mashiach the good way. Mitoch Tshuva, as opposed to from the pain. There are, we know, two maslim for Mashiach. Either it's going to happen the hard way, or it's going to happen the beautiful way, with the Klal Yisrael doing tshuva and bringing Mashiach in the good way, without all the suffering. And I have to look for where he sees that's an option. That in that place of the Holocaust, it should have been Mashiach was there. It was over. Over. It should have been Mashiach Tzidkenu, Nevuah should have been on us. Everything should have happened right there. And Hashem decided, for whatever reason, switch paths and say, I'm going to try to give them another chance to do tshuva and bring Mashiach in the beautiful way.
Isn't that one of the options
Chafetz Chaim is trying? He is. And I'm wondering if that's what he's focusing on, this Chafetz Chaim here. I want to see if he really has some chazal to sink his teeth into. As opposed to saying that the state of Israel is the Mashiach. You know what I'm saying? That's already something you're not going to hear from me. Unless the Gedolim said such a thing or say such a thing now. That's going to be a scary thing that Netanyahu is Mashiach or whatever. And that doesn't fit the bill according to what we've learned about what Mashiach needs to be and how we need to be when Mashiach comes. It's not happening. It's good now. Life is good, but there's no comparison to what we saw, to what to expect when Mashiach comes. That's the point that we have to work on. We have to understand that these times, now, right now, it's very hard to say. We are in the Hevle Mashiach of the absolute suffering, even with Corona. This is not the Holocaust on any level, there's no comparison. And if anything in Jewish history was reminiscent of what we see in Chazal is going to come, it happened. So either we're going to say something like 75 years is nothing in the course of Jewish history, and that we're still in that period of time, we're still there, which is the way Rabbi Beller wants to try to mitarez. And we need to find a raya for such a thing also. We have to find a raya that it's not going to happen right away, like they say Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, just as things got worse and worse, and the babies were dying, and Paro was slaughtering them one by one, that's when the Geula came, when it got the worst of the suffering of the Shibud. That's what Chazal's, we're going to see that of them also, comparing the Geula of Mitzrayim to the Geula that we're going to have, and the Hevle and the suffering that they had in Mitzrayim to the suffering we're gonna have, it's gonna keep getting worse and worse and worse, and then the Mashiach comes. Either because Hashem's rachamim on the Jewish people, the suffering, or they're gonna have other mashalim of the Zayit, we're gonna see that soon, next time, that Jewish people are compared to an olive, that it has no chashivus, the girl says, you can see this girl. An olive has no import as one of the Shivas Aminim, as one of the seven species, unless it gets crushed and you get the juice out, the oil. That's the thing. He says, the Jewish people are an olive. Until you crush us, we do not ishtari le'eluye, if you could say. We're not going to be that shemen that comes out of us. That's a medrash that the Gro explains. So if that's happened already, great. If it hasn't happened yet, whew, I can't bear to think about what could be coming for the Jewish people if that wasn't it. So that's what I'm trying to research now with some of the living Gedolim that we have now to see what they say. And by Zashem, by next Sunday, I should have more clarity as to how to deal with these Midrashim and these Chagamaras, really, and our experience over the last 75 years. Okay, so I'd rather not answer questions on this topic because I don't know what to do. The only thing I have for Rabbi Green regarding the Holocaust / State of Israel was that the greatness that we're experiencing in this country now is despite that they went against the Gedolim and started the state, the secular people. Against the psak of the Gedolim. It was an afalpi, not because they started the state, that's why we have the bracha that we have now. It was despite the fact that there's so much success, the fact that they did it the wrong way. Still, Hashem loved us so much and had mercy on us, he gave us. But to say that that is the Mashiach or something like that I never heard from him discussing how to miyashiv these Gemaras with the fact that we should have had Mashiach already. So if you go like to young Israel, they're going to say, no, we have Mashiach. Mashiach started, he's sprouting, he's here. That's that's the state of Israel. He's starting to sprouting, which sounds very Noah to the Seichel. It definitely resonates that after the Holocaust, right afterwards, boom, Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben this one, whatever you want to quote, and say that's what happened. That's what happened. Now you have Mashiach, he's here. There's people who say that, and when you read these Gemaras, it definitely sounds like it, but we know that the Gedolim have not said this. They've said other things that are similar and different. There's a big difference between the Knesset and the Beis HaMikdash, no matter how you slice it. You can't say the Knesset equals the Beis HaMikdash, although I've heard that too. The Kedusha, the Knesset is like the Kedusha. I've seen a girl crying in my office telling me those words. And I hear why. And if you learn these Gemaras and see history, it makes sense. But it's definitely not the Mesorah of any of our Rabbanim. No one. So I'm going to research this. I'm going to get into it.
All right, Tagger, maybe I'll just, there were a lot of questions asked. I'll just email them to the Rosh Hashiva so that you can.
Answer.
So I'll email them, and then you can consider them for a future shiur if indeed we can get an answer.
Well, okay. Answer. Email me the questions that people had, and I'm going to work on it.
This will do.
Something that I'd like to get clarity on and get some very big men to explain to me. But right now I don't have it. I just have the Gemaras. Okay?
Okay, great.
Everybody, very good. Have a good day. We're continuing in the new sugya in my shiur. Okay? Kim